She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut, Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and Me.
Bella and me, here we are again, Bella.
Hello, everybody! Hello!
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful!
Really?
Yeah!
Why?
I'm just happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
This is Daddy-O and Bella.
I'm so happy.
And we are here to answer all of your questions.
Oh, yeah!
That you have sent in.
Yeah!
So we're excited.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I can't wait to start!
Well, start. Bella.
Yes?
The first question comes
yes.
in from Zooming Over Trees.
Ooh, hello, Zooming Over Trees. I love you.
My questions for Bella are, what if Legos were alive, and what if a shark had legs? I'd like her to answer these questions. I love her.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, Bella, what if Legos were alive?
If Legos were alive, we would keep them as pets, I think.
A pet Lego.
Yeah, and we would have to feed them and take care of them.
So wait a minute.
What?
Sometimes kids make buildings out of Legos. So they'd be living buildings and you'd have it as a pet?
No, I think they mean the animal Legos and the people Legos, like a dinosaur.
You can make a helicopter with Legos.
Right, but that's not a living thing.
Oh, but neither are Legos.
Right, but they... You know, like a dinosaur, or a Batman Lego.
Or an alligator.
Or an alligator, like Slippery Pete. So, like that. And then,
what if sharks had legs?
If sharks had legs, I know that would be bad.
Why?
Because then you couldn't escape them from the water.
Oh, that's
true. Oh, no! It would be scary. They would be on the land. You'd be laying on the beach, and a shark would come and walk out of the water. And I hope he's not hungry.
Sort of like an alligator. Yeah, exactly.
No,
yes.
No.
An alligator comes walking right out of the water and is like, chompa, chompa, chompa. Much like Slippery Pete.
No, Slippery Pete is a vegetarian.
Oh, wait. I keep forgetting.
So if a shark had legs, we wouldn't be able to lay on the beach.
Right.
Because they'd come out of the water and then we'd be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're vegetarian.
Well, okay.
Let me see.
All right. Well, there you go.
Got.
Okay, Stevie Kindness writes in.
Hello, Stevie Kindness. I love you.
Just a little question for Bella.
Okay.
From Stevie Kindness.
All right.
Will Bella marry me? Ooh, your first proposal.
Oh, my goodness.
Only took 25 shows.
Wow. I am so flattered.
Well, will you marry him?
Oh, my dear. That is so sweet.
Yes or no? Will you marry him? He wants an answer.
I don't think I can marry you.
Oh, why not?
I'm so sorry.
I'm all for it.
I couldn't leave Mama and you, Daddy-O.
You could.
No.
I don't want to stand in the way of your happiness.
No, I'm sorry. And I would have to get to know you, and we'd have to go a-courting and all of that stuff.
Well, Stevie Kindness, get on it.
Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Wow. Okay.
That's lovely.
Next one up is Downway Wind 20.
Hello, Downway Wind 20. I love you.
My daughter came home from school the other day and told me she heard about Bella and Me from a friend. She not only demanded me to look it up and put it on, but she's fascinated with Slippery Pete.
Ah.
His voice is scary, but yet friendly sounding.
Yeah.
She would love to see a video of them singing. Can you guys possibly film this show for YouTube?
Oh, I think that would be fun. I'm thinking about it.
Well,
I got to figure out how to set up the camera.
You don't have to figure out anything, Bella. I have to figure it out. Okay? Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We're thinking about something. They're Downway Wind 20.
Yes.
Okay, next one up is Itty Bitty Billy.
Hello, Itty Bitty Billy. I love you. Itty Bitty
What a Wonderful World is just genius. This podcast is amazing.
Thank you. We love doing that. That was good. So much fun.
Well, this is very nice. 10 years and loving it.
Hello, 10 years and loving it. I love you too.
My 6-year-old daughter gets super excited when there's a new podcast.
Yeah.
Bella continues to bring it on with awesome people.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Her friends are always fun, entertaining, adorable, and insightful.
Yes, they are.
I love the chemistry between her and Daddy-O. We listen to it together in the car on the way to school. My daughter even told me this. Mom, if Bella can ride a train all the way from New Orleans to New Jersey with her BFF, then I really can do anything I put my mind into, right? Love it. It's just an awesome source of inspiration for my daughter and me.
Yes, she can do anything. Nothing is impossible with
God. Amen.
Yeah, she can do the impossible as long as she's got Jesus, right? Because Jesus helped us get from New Orleans to New Jersey. That was all about
him.
Well,
it was actually from New Orleans to Philadelphia.
And then here.
But you can take the train to Philadelphia.
No, but we got here.
Well, amen. You got here. That's all that counts, right?
Yes. Amen.
Okay. All right. Well, 10 years and loving it. I hope that answered your question. You have a question here from someone called The Whip.
Hello, The Whip. I love you.
Does Bella have any spider friends? Do you? You have any friends who are spiders? That's a good question.
Well, I actually do.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's the spider's name?
Crackle.
Crackle?
No, not crackle. Crackle.
Crackle?
Crackle.
Crackle.
Yes.
Like the candy.
Oh?
There's a candy called Crackle.
Well, then I guess that's it.
Is it with a C or a K?
With a C.
Oh, this, all right, the candy's with a K.
Oh,
his
Crackle.
Name, is it he or her?
It's a she.
It's a she.
Yes.
You have a female spider friend named Crackle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How come this is the first I'm hearing about her?
Well, I have so many friends. Well, I tell you all about them every day. I'll tell you as you ask me. I'll tell you about
them. I didn't even ask you.
You know about Rosa. You know about Slippery Pete. You know about Craig.
Yeah.
And you know about Crackle now.
Yeah,
and
who's the owl?
Weasley Wise.
What was that music?
The owl is Weasley Wise.
Weasley Wise?
Yes.
Or Weasley Wise?
Weasley Weasley. Weasley Weasley Wise. Weasley Wise. The owl is Weasley Wise.
Okay.
So, I got Weasley Wise, I got Crackle, I got Slippery Pete.
Does Crackle talk?
Yes, but what? I don't think you would understand. Only
oh, if
I
it's anything
understand.
Like Craig, then, yeah. Okay, so I guess, is she ever coming on the show?
Sure.
Yeah, just let me know when she's around, because I may have to swat her.
No, you know Mama doesn't let you kill spiders.
Hmm.
She makes you take them outside.
I'll take
you have
her
to wrap them up in a napkin and bring them outside.
Right.
That's what Mama said.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Well, and there you go. There, the
yes.
whip.
Yes. So Crackle will be on the show soon.
Okay.
And I think I should have the whole gang on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Crackle and Craig.
Weasley Wise.
And Weasley Wise.
Zoe.
Zoe, of course.
I'm glad that you didn't mention the alligator because I do not
Slippery
want him in the studio.
Pete.
I'm glad he wasn't mentioned
And
there.
Rosa.
Okay, Rosa.
Yeah.
Rosa has to come up all the way from New Orleans.
Well, she can get the day off.
I don't know if she can get the
she
day off.
She works
from Cafe
every
Dumont.
Day at Cafe Dumont. So I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see about Rosa. Okay. Go pick a switch.
What?
That's the name of the next person.
Go pick a switch. I love that. And I love you.
This is a superb show.
Oh my goodness. Thank
Each
you.
Each new episode makes me and the kids want to tune in more.
Oh boy.
Slippery Pete is my fave so far.
Yeah, Slippery Pete.
I just love what you do and will share it with my friends and at our school too. Keep it going. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Share it with your friends.
Now, this is a username I can get behind, especially when it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
This user's name is Simmer Down, Please.
Simmer Down, Please. I love you. You say that all the time.
Can Daddy-O take Bella somewhere for a podcast outside somewhere on a field trip? That would be fun.
Oh, I would yeah, love
fun
that.
Fun for who?
I would love to go on a field trip, maybe when we go on vacation. Well, didn't we do a podcast when we were on vacation? I don't remember now.
It was on vacation, but it wasn't like a field trip, like somewhere, like, you know, Bella goes to the movie.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea, too.
Right.
Bella goes to the museum, and Bella goes to the zoo. I've been to the Audubon Zoo. I love the Audubon Zoo.
Okay. Why? Because the monkeys always ask for
you? They always do.
Okay. Oh, this is cute. Next up is Dana Feelgood.
Hello, Dana Feelgood. I love you.
I don't ask questions. I ask forgiveness. Love that.
That's Mama says that.
Yeah, that's very funny.
She says, I'm going to do this. And Daddy will say, well, wait a minute. Do you know if that's allowed? And Mom will say, well, I'll find out when they tell me I shouldn't do it. I'd rather just try and
right.
See if I'm okay.
There you go. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Cheeseheads unite.
Yeah. Cheeseheads unite. I love you.
Daddy-O gets so mad at Bella.
I know. Why? That's crazy.
So great. I love this unique way of sharing the word of God. The Sassos rock.
Don't get so mad at me, Daddy-O.
Well, don't give me a reason.
I never do. I'm so good.
Next up is Swifty125.
Hello, Swifty125. I love you.
So much stuff out there for kids is boring and uptight. Oh. Bella and me has real adventure and excitement the
yes.
way the best kids' movies do.
We want adventure. Let's go on a field trip to somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
A pirate ship. Let's go on a field trip to a pirate ship. Like Jean Lafitte.
Pirates are extinct.
Jean Lafitte, he had his
Who?
Pirate ship in New Orleans.
Jean Lafitte?
Yeah, his famous pirate.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
Like Blackbeard.
Oh, okay, nice to know you're up in your pirate history.
Of course.
Lap, lap, lap it up or you'll be parched.
Lap, lap, lap it up or you'll be parched. I love you.
Row your boat. Bella and me should be on video or animated or something.
Ooh,
OMG,
yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Let's do it tonight.
Okay, sure. Why not?
That's so funny.
Next up is The Wondrous Woman.
Ooh, The Wondrous Woman. I love you.
I have never heard a show like this for kids. Is it scripted? Really, really good. Wow.
What's scripted?
Meaning, like, everything you're saying, was this written down so you can
No,
read it?
I don't write anything down. I have a hard time holding a pencil.
Right. Is that what you would use of your writing implement choice? A pencil?
A pencil.
Okay. So you can erase
Mama
it?
Mama hates a pencil.
Oh, I know.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
She doesn't like writing
doesn't
with a
like
pencil.
She doesn't like the pencil. Oh. I like because you can erase some mistakes.
Mama never makes mistakes.
Oh, that's true. Maybe that's why she hates it. She hates what it insinuates. Okay, next up is Missing My Pie.
Missing My Pie. Oh, yeah, I love you.
I still love the Missing Pie episode.
Yes, I remember
question.
That story.
She has a question, Missing
oh,
My
okay.
Pie, or he. Does Bella and me have any plans for cross-production, like a book or a video? Just
oh,
curious.
Oh, my goodness, so many people
they like
are
the
asking
video idea.
About that.
There were some plans for some stuff. We'll keep you posted. We don't want to just say it and then, you know, we're just working some stuff out. We'll
right.
see what happens.
I have so many ideas.
Yes, you do. Just
I
like Mama.
Do.
Just like, almost exactly like Mama.
I know. I love her, you know.
I know you do. Not as much as I do.
Oh.
Okay, next up is Crazed for Alligator.
I just noticed something.
What?
You're wearing Mama's socks.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Those are her socks.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Bella.
Why are you
simmer down,
Mama's
please.
Socks? Those are hers. I'm telling Mama.
They
you're
were in my drawer.
You're stretching them all out. She's not ever going to be able to wear those socks again. Oh, no.
They were in my drawer.
Oh, you stole her socks.
All right, Bella, shush. I didn't steal her socks.
I think that's so funny. How do you squeeze your big fat feet in those little socks?
How about we stop right now?
No, that's funny.
Okay.
Those are Mama's socks.
Oh, they're not Mama's
they
socks.
They are.
No, they're not.
I bet you they are.
Bella, you're not going to bet me anything. You have no money.
What? I'm going to tell Mom.
There's nothing you have that I want, okay?
You stole her socks.
Craze for Alligator is waiting to be answered from his or her question.
What was it? Say the name.
Craze for Alligator.
Craze for Alligator. Oh, boy. I love you.
My son can't get enough of Slippery Pete.
Slippery Pete is a star.
He keeps trying to find ways to get a pet alligator. I had to take him to the Como Park Zoo here in St. Paul to show him the size of an actual alligator to wake him up from this nutty request of his. Please explain that Slippery Pete is not real.
What?
Wow, that's... I thought I was insulting to Slippery Pete.
Oh, I can't say that. I can't explain that.
You can't explain what?
I do know, though, I'll tell you right now, you cannot have an alligator for a pet. That's absolutely true.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Slippery
I don't even want him as a
Pete,
guest.
Listen to me. Slippery Pete is not your everyday regular alligator.
Oh.
He is a vegetarian, and he is a friend of mine. Now, not all alligators you can let in your house, or even...
Including him.
You wouldn't even want to stand near a real, live, scary alligator. But a Slippery Pete, he is my friend. And like I say, he's not your average alligator.
Is he just misunderstood? Is that it?
No, he's not misunderstood. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
He's just not your regular alligator. So don't get one for a pet. There.
Okay.
That's that.
There
if you want a reptile for a pet, then maybe a turtle will be better.
Right. You have any turtle friends now that I'm asking? No.
Of course.
You do?
Of course.
Oh, have more than one?
Many.
I have a question.
What?
I just, for some reason, feel to ask this.
Mm.
Do all of the turtles' first names start with T?
No.
Oh, okay.
Brian?
Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the turtle friends' names?
Uh-huh.
Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why are you laughing at that?
I'm laughing at you.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand. But anyway, if you want to get a turtle,
right.
That's a good pet.
Yeah.
You can keep them in a fish tank with
right.
a little bit of water, but you got to have rocks so they can come out of the water. You can feed them lettuce. And chopped meat.
Chopped meat?
Yeah. He loves hamburgers.
Really?
Raw.
Really?
Yes.
Bella, where are you getting this information from?
I asked Brian. Please, I'm telling you what he likes.
He likes raw chopped meat and lettuce.
Yes.
Listen,
his favorite is a burger with lettuce.
Okay,
on top.
A raw burger.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, if you want to get a turtle... You may want to Google what their diet is. I'm not sure if this is even true.
I'm telling you what Brian likes.
Oh, well, okay. Brian may not be all there.
I think you're very insulting sometimes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Next question, please.
This is the last one.
Oh.
From Jamie R.
Hello, Jamie R. I love you.
I'm almost finished recording my version of the Bella and Me podcast song.
Oh, cool.
My mom is helping me and doesn't know I'm typing this into the website. I'm overweight and kids at school make fun of me all the time. I don't really have any friends, so I wonder when I finish the song if Bella and Zoe would be my friend.
We are your friend already. You don't have to do anything to be our friend. We love you. Don't you worry about that, please. Don't listen to the people at school.
Have you ever been teased?
Yes.
By who?
People and animals that...
People and animals?
...are not my friends.
Oh.
But you know what I think?
What is that?
I think maybe they're jealous or something. Or maybe they don't feel good about themselves.
Mm.
So they don't feel good about themselves, and then they have to have to make it about you because they don't feel good.
Maybe Jamie has a beautiful singing voice.
Yeah.
And
or whatever. It doesn't matter.
I'm saying maybe that's why they're jealous.
Well, I think that when people are mean and they bully and when they make fun, it's because they're not happy.
Right.
So here's what I would do. I would pray for them.
Oh.
And that's really hard, but Mama taught me that one.
Mm.
You have to forgive them, even though you're not liking it, and you have to pray for them that maybe that whatever's bothering them, that God will help them get through it. And then when they feel better, they won't bother you anymore.
That's right.
They'll even want to be your friend.
I was just going to say, they'd want to be your friend. So, I think they want to be your friend now.
So here's the thing. We're your friends right now.
Right.
And we're praying for you. Me, Miss Zoe, and the whole crew.
Right. And Daddy-O.
Mama, Daddy-O, Slippery Pete, Craig, Miss Rosa, Weasley Wise, Brian and Crackle. Did I get everybody? I don't want to leave anyone out.
Right.
But we're all praying for you, and we're all your friends.
Right.
So don't you be worrying. And you sing that song for us. We can't wait to hear it.
Yes, we can't wait to hear it.
We love you.
Love you, Jamie.
She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The big easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete.
I love hearing from everybody.
She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute. She's got fur. She's a beaut.
Bella Banana, no day. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song.
Oh, you keep saying that. When are you going to do it already?
Watch out, Zoe. She's a bug. Jumped into garbage constantly.
Welcome to the podcast.
This has been Bella and me.